This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You know, there's a silver lining to almost every horrible thing that happens, including all the riots and destruction that are happening today across America. It's almost as if God wants you to see a preview of what's coming so you can have a small taste of the things that are going to unfold that are going to be 100 times worse than these riots, but allowing you to learn from these riots and observe what's happening. I mean, even from my own observations, even though I've been a prepper for a very long time, I'm learning things watching these rioters, things that will help myself survive and help many other people survive in the years to come. For example, I've learned that when left-wing mobs begin to take over a city, that the police cannot help you. They will not help you, even if they want to. I'm not saying bad things about police officers here. In fact, we have a lot of cops who listen to my podcast. What I'm saying is that the police are ordered to not do their jobs. They're ordered to stand down by usually the Democrat mayors or city council people or governors or what have you. It's the Democrats that are ordering police to stand down, even if they don't want to. So you won't be able to call 911 and get any help whatsoever. That is now abundantly clear in a way that was not so clear before. I think before all these riots began, even I thought that for the most part, you dial 911 and you have a real emergency, like, oh, I'm being attacked by a mob of lunatics who are jumping up and down on my car and breaking my windows. And the 911 operator, I thought, would say, okay, we'll send police. But no longer, because now we've all heard that 911 recording that we have on Brighteon.com, where the 911 operator says, I'm sorry, this mob has been sanctioned by City Hall, and police can only observe. Observe what? Observe murder? It's insane. So we've learned this lesson. There will be no police protection, which means, of course, you need a gun, you know, legally speaking. Keep it legal, I always say. But you need not just a gun. You need a couple of guns. You need a pistol. You need a rifle. You need a, well, like a rifle caliber pistol with an arm brace. You need all kinds of stuff. You better get jumping on that if you haven't yet, because pretty much all the guns are sold out everywhere across the country at the moment. That is happening. So in addition to learning that the police can't help you, we are also learning that Democrat cities will collapse into chaos. And they will. Again, what we saw with Chaz in Seattle, which has now been apparently torn down, dismantled by the Seattle police after 3 weeks of doing nothing. But we've learned that the cities will become uninhabitable. They will become lawless war zones. And by the way, that's how one of the volunteer medics now describes Chaz, is as a war zone, a violent war zone, a chaotic war zone, because there's no police presence. The warlord running it, toting around an AK-47, the lunatic left-wing Black Lives Matter terrorists are running the whole operation. And the Democrats don't believe in the rule of law. So if you live in a Democrat-run city, you, in a sense, you have no one to blame but yourself, but I guess that's not technically true. You should also blame the Democrats who run the city, but you got to blame yourself if you're still living there when it all hits the fan. You got to get out. I mean, there are choices. You got to get out of these Democrat cities because you will end up dead there when the big collapse comes, the big collapse, the big war, the big grid down failure, the big economic reset, whatever happens first. We don't know which one's going to happen first, but it's going to make these last couple months of riots look like nothing, or month of riots, whatever it's been. It's going to look like nothing compared to what's coming. And if you have a house in a Democrat-run city, you should just assume your house is going to be burned down. You're going to be totally looted and robbed, maybe killed. Because imagine what happens to all these Black Lives Matter left-wing lunatics when the food stamp system stops working. Oh, there's going to be a day that they celebrate. That's going to be the day that the McCloskeys in St. Louis, that rich couple out on their porch with an AR-15, they're going to have to run that AR-15 when the food stamps stop working. Because, man, you do not want to be some like older, rich, white couple in front of a freaking mansion in downtown St. Louis when the food stamp system stops working. They're going to come loot. You know, what does BLM stand for? Not Black Lives Matter, but burn, loot, and murder. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to do that in St. Louis. They're going to do that in Detroit. They're going to do that in Los Angeles. They're going to do that in Miami, in Houston, in Chicago. They're going to do it in Portland. Of course, Seattle goes without saying. They're going to do it in Denver, Kansas City, Maryland, obviously, you know, Baltimore. And New York City, all across the country, it's going to be burn, loot, and murder. And it's going to be at least 100 times worse than anything we've seen so far. So let this riot situation of the last month or so be kind of like God's little warning to you. It's a preview of coming attractions. And if you don't pay attention to the preview and arm up and bug out and get ready and stockpile food, you know, water filters, iodine, whatever you need, man, ammunition, everything. If you're not ready, at some point with all the warnings, you got no one to blame but yourself. I mean, how many times does God need to warn you before you pay attention? God's been warning you for years. You've seen, you saw New York light up that building to celebrate the blood of aborted babies. You saw that. You saw the rise of demonism and Satanism. And the New York legislators standing up and cheering and clapping for abortion, you know, aborting post-birth babies. I mean, living human babies that are already born are legal to murder in New York. And they celebrated that. You saw that happen. What did you think was coming? You think that a society of left-wing lunatics that murders babies and celebrates, you think they're not going to murder you? Of course they are. They're going to murder you next. They're just waiting for the right excuse to roll out that operation. They're going to murder the McCloskeys if they can get away with it. In fact, if I were the McCloskeys, I'd be selling that mansion and getting out of Dodge. Because you don't want to be there when all this comes down. So stay informed. Keep listening to my podcast. It's at brighttown.com, of course. HR Report is my channel. And read my website, survival.news. Thank you for listening.